Wait for the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. Today's scripture, we go to Psalms chapter 37, verse 43. But from my wife's strange look, it might not be correct. Oh, she said I'm right. Good! Hey!
Father, you are mighty, and I will wait upon you. I will endure unto the end, and I will keep your way. Lord, thank you for everything that you've taught me through the tribulations you've sent my way.
You know, recording these live as we do, there's sometimes a oops and a glitch. Today, how often do you wait before the Lord? I will wait in your presence and be patient. I will endure till the end and hear you speak to me. Can you say that? Can you truly say that? It's a hard thing. You can ask my lovely wife. I used to be one of these people. I want it. Now! Not yesterday. It took a long time for the Lord to teach me to learn to wait before Him, and I still sometimes have troubles. My mind starts to wander to the things I need to do for the day. But you will be so, so blessed, my friend. You will experience the glory of God if you will just take that time and wait before the Lord, adoring Him, loving Him. Caring, wait before the Lord and worship, and He will come.
Today's action. During your prayer times, begin to practice waiting before the Lord. Today's treasure is found in the book of Joel 2:11-12. For the Lord gives voice before His army. For His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.